The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Ayin Aleph. Perek HaMocheret HaBayit. Today's daf has been started in Nishmat Avraham Ben Esteru. Hashem Tonechanu Begin Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Aleph Amud Rishon. Top line starting from the new Mishnah. לא את הבור ולא את הגת ולא את השובח בין חרבין בין ישובין. We're talking about over here, continuing the last Mishnah. Guy sells a field to his friend. So when you sell a field stam, so it doesn't include everything. So it's coming to, this Mishnah is coming to tell you over here, even if you said, I'm selling you the field, בכל מה שבתוכה, and everything that's in the field, even though you said everything in the field, certain things are not included, even though you say everything in the field. What is excluded? The bor, that's the pit, the well. Gat, that's the press. Shovach is the dovecotes. Ben harevin, ben yeshuvin. Whether they're destroyed, or whether, let's say, the well is unfunctional, ben yeshuvin, or whether it is functional. Doesn't matter. These items over here are not included. Look at the Rashbam. Keep one finger on the Rashbam in the Mishnah. לא את הבור שבשדה, אף פי שאמר לא כל מה שבתוכה. Even though he said everything that's in the field, doesn't matter. Comes the Mishnah continues, וצריך לקח לו דרך, דברי רבי עקיבא. Now we go back to the מחלוקת of רבי עקיבא and החכמים, והחכמים אומרים אינו צריך. Remember, החכמים and רבי עקיבא argue in a famous מחלוקת, does the מוכר sell בעין רפה או בעין רעה? רבי עקיבא says מוכר בעין רעה, בעין יפה. He sells with a generous eye. Therefore, he sold the field. He gets to keep his board, but he's got to buy back a derech. He's got to buy back a pathway now to get to his board. Why? Because when a guy sells, he sells generously. It means I sold you the whole field, and I sold you even the derech to my board that I kept. So now I want to walk to my board. I got to buy back a derech. How can you say no? Mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. That when I sell with a stingy eye. Therefore, I sold you the field, but I kept a path for myself. Okay? So that's that machlok to Rabbi Akiva and Hachamim. Continue. Modeh Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is modeh. Bizman sha'amar lo chutz me'elu. When he spoke it out befirush. When he said, I'm selling you the field except for the boar. Now he didn't have to say that. The boar is not included anyway. Why did he add that stipulation? She'en otzarik l'kach lo derech. The only reason why he added it is because he meant to keep a derech for himself. By adding extra words, that means then we say he didn't sell ba'ayin yafa. He's speaking it out to keep the derech. Now, machran la'acher, he sold it to somebody else, Rashbam says. The reverse case. He sold the boar to somebody else, and he kept the field. Okay? So machran la'acher, he sold the boar to somebody else. Rabbi Akiva omer, eno tzarich likach lo derech. He does not have to buy a derech. So we go back to the same machloket of mocher ba'ayin yafa or mocher ba'ayin ra'a. So Rabbi Akiva says, the guy that he sold the board to does not have to buy a derech. He comes with the derech. He comes with the road. Because mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you bought the board, you got to go now buy the derech also. It didn't come with the derech. It just came with the actual board itself because he says mocher ba'ayin ra'a hu mocher. Oh, now we go back to a very general rule. All this that we said in the previous Mishnayot is talking about a mocher. It's talking about all only by a seller. What is we talk? What did we say in the previous Mishnayot? So Rashbam says, which means all that we said, that certain things are not included. Even when you say, I'm selling you the field, but certain things are not included. Like we just said over here, lo tabor, velo tagat, velo tashovach. There's certain items that even if you say I'm selling it to you with everything, there's certain things that are not included. That's only talking about by a sale. Aval, lo ten matana, Noteret kula. But when you give somebody a gift, everything's included. Even the things in the Mishnah that they said by Mechira is not included, by a gift, everything is included. Look at the Rashbam now. Bemocher. Da'afilu leman damar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Even according to the opinion that says, when a guy sells, like Rabbi Akiva, he sells with a generous eye. Hani mili demad mefaris b'mechirato machar hakol. ולא עיכב לעצמו כלום ממה שמאכל לחברו, כגון המוכר בית ושדה, which means, רבי עקיבא said, מוכר בעין יפה, doesn't mean I'm selling you everything in the world, I sold you a field, meaning, I'm giving you the derech also. I mean, even things that I didn't speak out explicitly, you get that also. שלא עיכב דרך לך לבורו ולדותו ולגתו, אבל למכור יותר ממה שפירש, but to sell more than he said, לגבי האחר, לא אביא עין יפה למכור בכלל שדה דברים אחרים שאין להם בכלל שדה. But when I tell you I'm selling you my field, oh, עין יפה, so I'm giving you my car also? Oh, עין יפה. No, no, no. Even the עין יפה, Rabbi, limited it to, you get the דרך, because that's part of the field. But it didn't mean everything. Right? אבא בנותן מתנה, נותן את כולה. But when you give a gift, gift is everything. כל הארי תאמרו לא מחר, anything that you said by a sale is not included, by a matana, it is included. Remember we said the trees. You have a haruv that you started to graft it, or that's considered an entity in itself. Or sadana shikma, or you had the sycamore tree that already you started to prune it, so it was a hashuv item. On a sale, I sold you my field. It includes all the trees. Trees are on the field, no problem. But it doesn't include the those two trees over there of the sycamore and the haruv. By a gift, if I gift you my field, it's included. Ubor, vegat, veshovach, we just said. Doesn't include the boar, doesn't include the gat, doesn't include the shovach. If I gift you the field, all those others are included. What's the reason? V'tama mishum denoten be'ayin yafa noten yoter midai. When a guy gives a gift, he has a very generous eye. It's a bigger generous eye than the mocher, according to Rabbi Akiva. A gift, you give. Ve'afilu mai delo avi bichlal sadeh. Even items that are really not part of the field per se, hu'il ve'kavua betoch sadeh, since it's in the field, it's included. U'miyu im yesh ma'ot basadeh. The guy's his wallet in the field. Okay, that's in the field, but it's not connected to the field bichlal. Even the rabbi, even the mishnah that says matana, everything's included, to a degree. It's not going to include money that's on the field. Or let's say wheat that was already plucked and it doesn't need the field anymore. So then already that's not included. That's already too much. Which means anything that the Tana did not have to say that's not included by Mecher. The Mishnah only said the board is not included. But it didn't have to say his car is not included. It's obvious his car is not included. The Mishnah only said things that you would have thought might be included by Mechir. So anything that the Mishnah did not write by Mechir is not going to be by Matana. It's only the items that might you have thought by Mechir would be included. That by Matana it is included. But stuff that the Mishnah didn't write, for sure it's not by Mechir and not by Matana. So the Matana adds a little extra stuff that the Mechira does not. Okay? Good. Oh, so it depends. You're right, depends. If it's still smelling the ground and in order to swell, you're right, it's still my not. So comes the Mishnah and says, Ha'achim shehalku. Our brothers are dividing a Yerusha. They're dividing a field, the field of their father. Zachu besadeh, zachu bekula. So, a Yerusha is like a matana in a certain degree, which means it comes with everything. The field that they get comes with the boar, the gat, the dut, all the stuff that's not normally included. What's the pshat in that? So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam zakha bechula. Afilu boar, vegat, veshovach, sheba sadeh, kana. Shekivan shezeh noten sadeh ahad, vezeh ahad kenegdo, lestaleg zeh, meshil zeh netkavenu. Which means, they're dividing the properties up anyway. So whatever you're going to take on your side, they're going to divide it up equally on the other side. Brothers are dividing a Yerusha. So we don't want to have anything connected with each other. We're dividing it, clean break. I don't want now, my board is on your field, yours is yours, mine is mine. So on a Yerusha, you split it clean. Okay? Umiyu liyot lo derek lepenimi ala chitzon ikar amad diitli. Wow, now, but what about derek? Let's say one guy's on the outside, one guy's on the inside. So the guy on the inside, when he splits and gives the field to the outside guy, he reserves for him a derek that he could walk, walk out of his field. Because remember we learned earlier that when it comes to Yerusha, the brother could say, I divided it to live on the field like my father lived on it. And his father lived on it, he had the rights to walk out. So the Gabir Derech, he holds the Derech for himself. But everything else that's on the field is given to the brothers. Because they really want to make a separation in the Yerusha. Comes the Mishnah, continues. Hamazik bin Ikhse Agir. Oh, a guy now is going to make Hazakah on the assets of a Gir. What happened? The Gir died. What's the deen of a Gir dies? What you gotta do is go make, it's ownerless. Go make Hazakah in his field. The first guy that makes the Hazakah in the field owns the field. So it says, Mahazik bin Ikhse Agir. You make hazakah in the field, you get everything. Even stuff that normally would not be included in the sale, but when you make hazakah, meaning the board, the gat, the dut, all the shovach, the dafkot, all that stuff over there is included. Look at the Rashbam. But not only that, afil b'charuf v'sadan, even the carob tree, even the sycamore tree, but normally in the sale, those are not included. Hamachzik ben ikhse ager, you get it. Oh, so here's the Rashbam. Even though we consider those trees as a separate entity, right? So therefore, let's say you have two fields, okay? You have two fields and you have a metzare, you have a border in between. If I make a hazakah in this field, I'm not going to this field. It's contained two separate fields. Also, he's asking a question, Rashbam. Then how come my nechse again, if I make a hazakah in this field, how am I going to the sycamore tree? The sycamore tree is considered a separate entity. And I thought when it comes to two separate fields, you got to make a kinyan on both to be kunyan. Why when it comes to nechse again, I make a kinyan here and I'm kunyan the tree? What's the pshat? If you lahaki kana. It works. Over here, there's no border in between. So therefore, really, even though it's considered a separate entity, but it's on the field of the Ger. When do we say if you make a kinyan on one item, you're not going to the other item, and there's a mitzar between them? So then already it's separate. But over here, there's really no mitzar. It's just it's on the Ger's field. We consider it a separate entity, le'inyan, if you're selling something. However, the gabei kinyan of a ger, you connect. He says the kibetz of the end mitzad achar b'nehem damu. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah, ham magdish et asadeh. Okay, guy makes a field higdish. Higdish et kula. The higdish goes on everything, including what? The trees, the sadan, the shikma, the bor, the dud, the gat. Why? As Bam says, the ba'ayin yafam magdish kemo noten. Magdish is like a matana. When you're giving something like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hekdesh, it's like a gift. Just like a gift that includes everything on the field, so to Hekdesh, everything becomes Mugdash. However, we have a machlok on this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a Magdish Tassadeh, lo Hekdesh Ela et Acharub Amurkab ve'et Sadana Shikma. Rabbi Shimon is an interesting shita. He says, when you make Hekdesh on the field, of course the field is Hekdesh. The only extras that become Hekdesh is the sycamore tree and the haruf. Nothing else. Now, of course, the smaller trees also are batel to the field, but no bor, dud, gat. The only items that Bishimon says extra that the Hekdesh will be hal on is on those big trees. Why? Why? So we got to wait. We got to see what the difference is. Because if you're considering it a matana, it should be included. If you're considering it a mechira, nothing should be included. So the Bishamon is like considering it somewhere in between here. So we have to see why the Bishamon says when you make an Hekdesh, the field and only the tree, the big trees are considered ha, but nothing else. Gemara, Hashem says, wait for the Gemara. Okay, now we start. Gemara. Mai shena mecher umai shena matana. Oh, basic question. We learned the rule in the Mishnah. When you sell something, it doesn't include everything. When you give a gift, it includes everything. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, Pirish Yehuda ben Nakosa lifnei Rabbi. So the Yehuda ben Nakosa explained it. זה פירש וזה לא פירש. No. He says, when a guy gave him a tana, he was pirish. He explicitly said, I'm giving you this, and this, and this, and this. But by the sale, he didn't say it explicitly. The Gemara says, that's not the case. Hai ze pirish, ve ze lo pirish. That's how explaining it. That here he said explicitly, here he didn't say explicitly. Ze lo pirish, ve ze lo pirish. Well, the case is talking about, well, you didn't before. You just said, I'm selling you a field. And now we're discussing what comes with the field. It's lo pirish. And the same thing, I'm giving you a matana. And now we're discussing what is included with the matana. So the original answer is, oh, you know what? Because when he gave the matana, he told him, I'm giving you this and this and this. That's not so.
That wasn't the case.
That wasn't the case. That wasn't, I don't need hadush. I didn't have a mishnah for that. It's obvious. In the case we're talking about where he gave it to him, stam. Stamaketani, exactly. Oh, so comes again one of the answers. You know what the case is talking about? You know what he meant to say? Ela ze hayalo defarish, veze lo hayalo defarish. By a matana, if you wanted to hold stuff back, you should have been explicit that you should have to hold the. Otherwise, everything is included. By a matana, the assumption is ayin yafa. So when I say I'm gifting you the field. If you meant to hold back something, hayalo lefarish. You should have said explicitly the field, except for the board, the dut, the gat, the shovach. And the fact that you didn't say that, by matana, everything's included. But by mecher, you don't have to be mefarish. Because mecher, a guy sells be'ayin la'a, and therefore it's automatically held back. That's what you would have been the course I was answering. Zeh hayalo defarish. By a matana, if you really wanted to hold back some stuff, you should have said something explicitly. From the fact that you didn't say anything, we assume everything's included. But by a mecher, lo hayalo defarish, you're going to say it's automatic, because we know when the guy sells, he sells the minimum that he can sell, and everything else he keeps for himself. So the basic answer is, matana z'ayin yafa. When you give a gift, it's a different attitude than giving than doing a sale. Okay. Comes and gives it out, says the story. Ahu da amal lehu. Guy tells the people. Or he tells his children, he's a shchiv mera. He's on his deathbed. So he tells his kids before he dies. Havu le le planya. Go give this guy, planya ploni, beta te machazik me'a gulfe. I want to give him a gift. Give this guy a house, one of my houses, that can contain 100 barrels. It's a big house. 100 barrels. Ishtakach dehave mahzik me'abi asrim. When they went to measure the house that he was talking about, they saw that it holds more. It holds 120. Amar morzutra me'a amar le me'abi asrim lo amar le. He said, okay, that's what he said. He said 100. This is 120. So amar le rav ashe amar. Amaleh, Rav Asher Amad, Mi lo tenan, Bameh devane memurim bemukher, Ava benoten matana, Notenet kula, Alma, Mandi yahiv matana, Ba'ayin yafa yahiv, Hachanameh, Mandi yahiv matana, Ba'ayin yafa yahiv. He said, what do you want? He's giving a gift over here. When it comes to a mecher, then you start saying, he said 100, this is 120. So obviously what? If it was mecher, then you know what we would say? He only is giving him what he said. Therefore, give him the house, but only enough to fit 100. Now, if it was mecher, I'd say give him enough only to what he said. And the other 20, partition it off and give it to the children. Give it to the yorshim. But since he was giving a gift, and what did we learn in the Mishnah? That when you give a gift b'ayin yafa. So even though he said 100, he was saying a big number, because 100 is hashuv. But he meant to give him the whole, even more than what he said. Just like when you say matana in the field. I'm giving you the gift as a field. What does the field mean? Field, the board, the dude, the guy. He didn't say any of that stuff. So similarly over the Shechiv Merah, he was giving a gift to this guy before he died. Oh, but he only said 100. He said 100 because that's considered a hashuv item. But he didn't mean 100 literally. He meant give him the whole thing. So therefore, give him the whole house, even though it fits more than the guy said, because he's giving him matana ba'ayin yafa. If you would look at it as a sale, then what would they have done? They would give him the house. But only enough for the house to fit 100 barrels. And the rest of the house, they would give it back to the kids. But now he says, matana, therefore, he gets the whole house, even though it's more than he said, because it's considered like a Matana. Okay, comes the Gemara, continues. Okay, new story. Hamagdish Tosadeh. Amar Avuna. Afagav the Amur Rabbanan. Even though the rabbi said, now we learned this a few times already, this halakha. Hakone Shne Ilanot Betok Shel Havero. A guy buys two trees from his friend. He just bought the trees. Hare ze lo kana karka. It doesn't come with the karka. However, it doesn't come with the karka. That means you bought the two trees, very nice. There's land underneath the trees, around the trees and all that. Don't assume that it's a package. When you get the trees, you get the karka and all that. What's nafkamina? So I don't have the karka. Nafkamina is, if the trees die, that's it. You can't replant. You didn't buy the land. The land belongs to me still. I'm giving you the trees. So as long as the trees are producing perot, no problem. Once the trees die, you cannot replant. That's the din of two. But we made a haluk. You sell three trees, and when three trees, it includes karka. Two trees, no. Okay, that's the first case. Koneshte ilanu betoch shel havero, hareze lo kana karka. Rashbam just says, ilanot, the first word on the line is ilanot. Aval gimel hashivi sadeh ilan. Vekana karka benehem v'chutzalem. Okay. If you sell three is already a field. So three includes the karka. Next Rashi. Hareze lo kana karka benehem. You didn't buy the karka in between them. V'chutzala. Chutzala meaning outside the tree. Vegam imetu, even if the trees died, elo karka lita aharim in koman. You can't replant new trees in this stead. Okay, very good. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, continue. Machar karka, reverse case. You sold the guy karka. You sold him land. Veshiyer shne ilanot nefanav. And he kept for himself two ilanot. So the seller kept two trees for himself. Yesh lo karka. In this case over here we say he has karka. Va'afil Rabbi Akiva da'amar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher hani miligabe. Before we get to the answer, you have a question over here. Rabbi Akiva, what's the case? You sold the guy a field. The field, you got the karka. I'm holding back two trees. Ah, you're holding back two trees? By the way, seller, you also get karka with those two trees. That means he held back. Even according to the Rabbi Akiva, that said, when a guy sells, he sells ba'ayin yafa. Now, translated over here, ayin yafa would mean I sold you the field, I sold you all the field, and I only kept the trees themselves without any karka. No, that's only hani mili gabe bor vedut. That's only when what? When I sold you a field and I kept the bor vedut for myself. Why? Then I say I sold you even my derech. Why? Delo kamachashe be'ara. My bor and dut doesn't hurt your field. I sold you the field, right? I kept the bor and dut for myself. Does it bother the guy that my bor and dut are on his field? No, my bor and dut do not weaken his field. Right? So I'm never worried, Rabbi Akiva's logic, that the guy's going to evict me or tell me get out of here or things like that. So in that case over there, I have no problem. I sell him the whole field, ba'ayin yafa, even the derech, because I'm not worried. He'll sell me back the derech. Because it doesn't bother him that I have the board on the side of the field. So therefore, in that case over there, delo machasha ara, I'm not worried about evicting. I'm not worried about causing the guy problems. I'm not worried about any mahlok between me and this guy. Then we say, ba'ayin yafa. Because what's going to happen? I'll sell him the field. I keep the board for myself. No, I go to him. Do me a favor. I sold you ba'ayin yafa, by the way. I need a derech to get to my board. But Baruch Abba, I'll sell you a derech. What do I care? It doesn't hurt my field that you have a board on it. However, aval ilanot, nekamach hasheh be'ara, but when it comes to trees that weaken the karka, then what? Im ita de lo shiyeh, lemale akor ilancha shekol vezil. Uproot your trees and get out of here. Which means by the case of the trees now, right? I sold you karka. What did I do? I kept trees for myself. So Yaakov says, in this case over here, by the way, ayin ra'ah. Not only you kept trees, you kept karka also. Because if you didn't keep karka in this case, what's going to happen when I go to the
to the guy that I sold the karka. Oh, do me a favor, I want some karka now. Get out of here. Take your trees and leave. Your trees are weakening my land over here. I'm not happy that you're on my field bichlal. The roots go under my field. And if in this case over here, Rabbi Akiva will say he kept karka for himself. Because if he didn't keep karka for himself, the other guy will evict him. Understand? There's a big chiluk between the two cases. In a case of bor and dut, I can eat the whole thing. I'm not embarrassed to come to you after and say, do me a favor, I want to buy a derich. What's the guy going to tell me? I'll sell you a derich. Doesn't hurt him to sell me a derich to my bor. Because by selling me a derich, he doesn't ruin his field. The bor does not ruin the field. But again, when I leave for myself two trees. Now what's going to happen when I go to the guy? Do me a favor, I need karka for under the trees. You know what? Take your trees and leave. I don't want your trees on my field over here. These trees over here are causing me hardship. So therefore there's a chiluk between the trees and the modern. Look at the Rashbam now. Look at the bottom Rashbam. Afilu Rabbi Akiva. Bottom Rashbam on Amud Rishon. Afilu Rabbi Akiva. Gemara kamar de. Afilu Rabbi Akiva amra Rav Huna. Which is, this is Rav Huna talking. Rav Huna is talking about the tree case, right? That which Rav Huna made the story with the tree case, that when he holds back the trees, he gets karka. It's even according to Rabbi Akiva. The il rabbanan peshita. For sure it's according to the rabbi. The rabbi says you always sell ba'ayin ra'a. The hadush is even according to Rabbi Akiva, normally says you sell ba'ayin yafa, but by the tree case you keep the things. Look at Hani Mili, bottom last one. Hani Mili, gabe machar et abayit. Vishiyer bor vedut. Delet leshum hezek lelo kaya. There's no damage to the buyer. Doesn't cause his field to get weak. He didn't leave anything for himself. Because he knows he'll buy it back from him. Meaning what? He left karka that even if these trees die, he'll be able to replant. Because otherwise, what is the seller going to tell him? Otherwise, when the trees die, he can't kick him out before the trees die, because he kept the trees for himself. But he'll tell him, do me a favor, I'm not giving you any karka. Your trees are dead? Scram, get out of here. I don't want your trees to ruin my field. So therefore, even Rabbi Akiva agrees. Okay, so comes the Gemara now, and says a question. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Bi Shimon Omer, Magdish et Asadeh, Lo Higdish Ela Haruva Murkav Vesadan Ashikma. What do we learn in the Mishnah? Guy makes Higdish on a field. What's the case of Higdish on a field? Are Sade Zu Higdish. So for sure the whole field becomes Higdish. Not only the field becomes Higdish, but even items like a big sycamore tree, a haruv tree, also becomes Higdish. Okay? Now, of course, the smaller trees also. The point is, according to the Bi Shimon, it doesn't include the bor, the dut, all those other stuff, but it includes the big trees. So Gemara says, "Vetani ala amar Bi Shimon, ma ta'am?" What's the reason why the trees become hekdesh? Hu il v'yonkin misadeh hekdesh. When I make the field hekdesh, the whole field is hekdesh now. These trees, where they're getting their nutrients from now? From a field that is Hekdesh. So therefore, since they're getting their nutrients from the field that's Hekdesh, it is considered Hekdesh. Oh, now the Gemara has a bomb question. Gemara says, V'isar ka datak shiyureh shayir. If he says that he left it for himself, ki kayan ke midenafshe kayan ke. It's really being yonek from his own field. Which means like this. When I do Hekdesh, the sadan and the shikma really belong to me. Because don't we consider the sycamore tree a separate entity? Right? Didn't we say till now the sycamore tree is a separate entity? So when I make the field hekdesh, really, logically should say, but the trees belong to me. Correct? Isn't it similar to a case where I'm selling something to somebody and I'm keeping the trees to myself? I'm giving it to hekdesh, but really the sycamore tree should belong to me, because really it's a separate entity. Why did you say that the sycamore trees become Hekdesh? Oh, you know why? Because the land underneath it becomes Hekdesh. What are you talking about? I thought you just told me that when you hold back trees, you hold back the land underneath the trees as well. And therefore, if the land underneath the trees is yours, so therefore it's being your neck from non-Hekdesh. So therefore, the trees also should not be Hekdesh. I repeat again. We just said. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, that says, Mocher Ba'ayin Yafa, when it comes to trees, trees come with karka. He gets the karka. He held back the karka. Right? Because he doesn't want to get thrown off the land. Beautiful. So let's apply that now to Al Mishnah. Oh, and Al Mishnah said, what? Guy makes Hekdesh a field. Okay. The whole field is Hekdesh. Even the sycamore trees. Hey, why? Those trees are considered separate entities. The Chara, he didn't say he's making three fields Hekdesh. He said he's only making one field. Why are the trees included? I know why. Because the land underneath it is Hekdesh. If it was the land underneath it is Hekdesh, the trees that are being unique from that land becomes Hekdesh also. What do you mean? Why don't you just go with the logic that since the trees are not Hekdesh, the land underneath also comes with it, it's a package deal, that therefore the trees should not be included. So how could you tell me that even Rabbi Akiva agrees? Everybody agrees. But you see from the case of Rabbi Shimon, it's not like that. Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. V'i Amart. See, V'i Amart? Fourth line, wide. Demand the mezbin karka la'acher. The guy that sells karka to somebody else. And he keeps the trees to himself. He keeps the karka. Which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, selling something and Hekdesh is the same thing. Because Rabbi Shimon looks at Hekdesh like a sale. Because he said, not everything is included. Tanakama held in the Mishnah, when you make something, it's like a matana. The field, the board, the dude. Rabbi Shimon didn't say that. Rabbi Shimon limited it. Oh, so if it's like a sale, so it should be considered like what? You sold the field to Hekdesh, so to speak. The trees you keep to yourself because they're separate entities. And when you hold back the trees, you get the karka underneath. So therefore, why are you telling me then that the trees are considered Hekdesh? It's your field underneath. Yimken amayka tshehara v'sadan. Mishum shiyontkim v'sadeh Hekdesh. Ha kiyanke medenafshayu kiyanke. Right, from the fact that he's mishayed for himself. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabuna, the Amar, Rabbanan. You misunderstood Rabuna originally. Rabuna that said, when you hold back the trees, you get the karka. That's only according to the rabbis that say Ayin La'a. It's not according to the Bi'akiva. Really according to the Bi'akiva, it's Ayin Yafa, even in that case. That when you hold back the trees, you only get the trees. And the karka goes to the buyer. Originally we thought that Avunah was saying according to everybody. No, not so. The Bi'akiva, Avunah that said that the trees come with the karka, that's according to Hachamim. That a seller sells ba'ayin ra'ah. Therefore, he kept as much as he can keep for himself. But you're right. Kotab Yakiva, everything goes. Therefore, he only has for himself trees. Similarly, by Hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon hold the same thing. That what? When you give something to Hekdesh, you give the whole field. Even though you kept the trees to yourself, but the whole field you gave. So therefore, these trees over here, you're stuck now because it's on field that is considered Hekdesh. So therefore, the answer is, you thought originally Rav Huna is going according to everybody. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who you go with? Ben Rabbi Akiva, Ben Hachamim. When you hold back the trees, it comes with the karka. No! Rav Huna that said, when you hold back the trees, it comes with the karka. It's only according to Hachamim, that says, Mokher Ba'ayin. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it says, Mokher Ba'ayin Yafa, the karka goes also. Oh, and therefore, that's what Rabbi Shimon said. When you make Hekdesh, you held back the trees, good. But the karka went. Once the karka went, the karka is Hekdesh, the tree's going on Hekdesh now. So therefore, the trees are automatically Hekdesh. Also, the Gemara concludes and says, Kerabbanan Pshita. Hadush, I need Rav Huna to tell me the Rabbanan's opinion. What did Rabbanan hold? Mocher ba'ayin, ra'am mocher. So what did everyone else say? Oh, you know, I'll tell you a hadush. The guy has trees, right? He sells a field, holds back the trees, he gets the karka with it. Pshita, of course. That's Rabbanan Shita. I need Zavuna to give me another case of the Rabbanan. That's the case. What hadush did you tell me by saying that? Ah, nafkamina, the innafle, adar shatil lehu. Period. Nafkamina is, if the trees died, he could replant. Why is that a hadush? I'll tell you what's hadush. Take the case of Bor with the rabbi, the classic case. The Bor that they kept for themselves comes with the Derech, right? The rabbi said, Mocher Bainla. Yeah. So I get the Bor with the Derech, they get to the Bor. Let's say the Bor now breaks and dries up. What's the deen? I can't build a new Bor. By the Bor case, once the Bor breaks, the Derech goes back to the buyer and see you later. The hadush over here is by trees. When I get the trees and I get the karka, nafkamina, even if the tree dies, I get to replant new trees. Where is the... By the board in the chaname, once the board breaks, that's a new board maybe. I don't get the data. Now why is that different? So look at the bottom rashbam, nafkamina. Bottom rashbam on the ayin aleph amud bet. Nafkamina. Had Ravun had that Rashmina, not the better than the Shir Karka down small. Din Nafle, if the trees fell, they died. Hadar Shatilu. Dilab the Ravuna, because if I didn't have Ravuna's Hadush, have Amina, Shir Ilanot Lefanav, Yeshto Karka called Yeme Kiyuma Ilanot. I would say, maybe the Karka is yours as long as the trees are still alive. Aval Hiskinu, but maybe when they became old, Elo Karka, Dumyad Debor Vedut. Because I would say it's like a boradut. The ina fala bor vadut. If shalat tekeno, en lo od derech. Once the boradut become broken, no more derech. Derech at least nowhere. Mikara nami avayet ina dataravuna lashmina ina fala adar shatilu. Vagevara lo ava mesik adar teresh yeshum hadush medurin avuna. Ela hay vafilo beakiva vegod. So therefore, the guy said hadush the gemara that what? That even if the trees die, you would have thought it's like a bor nedut. Bor nedut, which is logical. Once there's no more bor, so where am I walking? I'm walking to nowhere. That goes back to the other guy, to the buyer. But shaking over here, even if the trees fell, I get to replant them. That's the hadud.